Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Vancouver. Whoa. That was like 13 and a half years ago. It was a big difference between Vancouver as my first Olympic Games and 12 years later in Beijing, my fourth Olympic Games. Like, totally different mindset. I had to have some talent, but I think I was also working hard to get there because, in these young categories, I was always fourth, and always the first three were going to the team or to the big competitions. And I was always fourth, so I couldn't go. But I never gave up. I was working, and when I was like 15, 16, this work starts to show compared to others, like to other three who were all the time in front of me. So I was then beating them. Then after 1 year, I came into the team, national team, and my first big competition was already in 2007. This year was really crazy. I started to win Europa Cups, and then they gave me opportunity for the World Cup. I went on the first World Cup. I was starting almost the last, and I scored the points. I was top 30, and they sent me on the World Championship immediately to Ore. So yeah, Ore was kind of my first big competition. But then yeah, Vancouver as a first Olympic Games. So yeah, it was for sure different. My last 2 years of my career, they were totally different because my federation, they put me out of the team. It was not so easy and not so professional from my country, you know, like I was representing my country on every race, but my federation, they just gave up. They didn't want me. And I was kind of one of the best. But I have a feeling this was a little bit personal decision from a few people at federation. So the last 2 years I was part of international team. It's like a private international team for or like woman team, only woman team. And it's like for the athletes like myself who were without the team, or like if you want to come back to the team, or if you were injured and you are not in the team and you know they are helping you. So I joined them. Because my federation, they just cut me from everything. Financially, I didn't got any help. So the last 2 years, I had to finance myself. It was like around 60,000 euros per year. You know, when I was a kid, my parents, they teach me, you know, like the money doesn't come just like that. So you need to work, or like you need to spend it smart, or you are saving it. So when I was starting to earn money with the races, like with the Europa Cups and World Cups, I was actually like saving all this money. And so at the end, that's why I could afford this, because all this money that I earn actually was pretty much still almost all on my account. From all these past, I don't know, 15 years before. So yeah, I'm really glad that I joined this team. Totally like different mindset. Like the coaches were like American and from New Zealand. So it's totally opposite, like from the European. And the girls, my teammates, they were from all around the world, and we get along pretty good. And what is crazy about this, that the last 2 years, it was two big competitions. So World Championship in Cortina and Olympic Games in Beijing. In both these competitions, I finished top 10. I was top 30 in the World Cup, but Federation never gave me any financial support. Like they didn't care. They didn't care. So this was really kind of hard for me at one point, but also not because I set the goal that I want to continue until Beijing. I want to do my fourth Olympics, and I want to do my best result there ever. And at the end, I did it. So I did my best result at my fourth Olympic Games. I was 33 years old. Yeah, I set this goal and I did it. So when I finish my career, I finish it calmly. I don't regret anything, you know. And after the last race, they offered me a job to share my experiences as a coach. So yeah, they hired me. They gave me the title team manager plus assistant coach. And now, yeah, because the baby is coming in like 3 weeks. So I am still doing like all these management things. I am helping with organizing all the ski camps. I am in contact with all the athletes on a daily basis, with all the coaches, with all the parents of these athletes. Like I am running the social media for this team and the website and everything, just that I will not be on the hill this year.
Hey folks, it's Nati. We'll be back with more right after this break.
What the hell is my job?
Okay, I was actually an hairstylist before. I make people's hair, you know, make them beautiful. Anytime I have the chance to make people's hair, you know, just to look beautiful, anything fashion, I'm into it. What the hell is my job? I'm around Africa right now, Nigeria to be precise. The thing is, you know, Nigeria is not a place whereby your dreams can easily come true like that if you don't have an helper. I'm not trying to say this to tarnish the image of my country, but now the economy, to the power supply and every other thing, it's really against the citizen right now because the government are not really trying to help the citizen at all. So we just have to just keep our hard work, you know, we just have to push it up and try to find ends meet for ourselves. So in the process of that, you will have a time waste, like waste of energy, because going to school full time every time, you know, and graduating, not having a job, you know. But to just seek for your own skill pays you right now in Nigeria presently. But based on the situation right now, I don't have a particular shop. So I just work anywhere, anyhow, like, you know, people's houses, friends, families, like that. So anytime they need an hairstylist to make their hair, I'm always available. Back when I was in school, like everybody, my friends, everybody knows that I'm into this hair stuff. I wasn't really much into this online stuff. So there was this time I was having issue financially and, you know, family and friends could not raise anything for me. Nobody to help me. I just have to face my fears alone, try to also, and you know, and I don't want to quit. I don't want to drop out of school. So I just have to just find a way. It was a friend of mine and I just introduced me to this business and was like, if you can do it, at least he's okay, he's living fine. And he's able to help himself. That's even the most important thing to me right then. Like as at then, that was the most important thing to me. At least we'll be able to help myself grow without anybody's assistance. Not that I don't need an assistant, but at least when the assistant can't come, I should be able to help myself figure things out on my own and develop like that. So it was this online business that was helping me throughout my school years. I think right from that day, since I was able to afford my school fees, pay my bills, feed myself, be in a home, like in a school hostel that's okay, and people can see me that at least there's a change in this girl, you know? I think it's okay for me. I was able to manage it then, so now I should be able to manage it right now as well. My lead generation service is, should I say, it's about people's information, different business organizations, whereby I can get their contact, email, you know, and even other people that needs their business as well. Let's start from the aspect of what is called a lead. A lead is just a typical information of different businesses. For example, just like you would have at least a business name, email, your contact, your address, stuff like that. So me putting everything together in a file is called a lead. That is, it contains your information and every other, that is your phone number and every other details. So I have different software whereby I can use to generate these leads about different companies and different people from different locations around the world. I get my clients from different locations around the world. I love getting different experience with new people, with new jobs, you know. It's amazing that, yes, I'm a freelancer. I don't have a particular place. I don't have a particular hours. Anytime I have a job, I try to get it done. If I should see any other course out there, any other business out there, any other niche out there,
that can favor me and my time, sure, I would open to it. I love working from home, but you know, there's one thing about passion, no matter what, no matter how much you have, no matter the wealth, no matter how much rich you are, it doesn't get to leave you. It doesn't leave your heart. Anything you do, you feel like, wow, I wish I could do this. I wish I could do this. Maybe one or two times in your life, maybe you've come across that or something like that has occurred to you before. Something you really wish to do. I don't really think I can leave it for now. I kind of like the way I'm switching boats, and I think I'm managing it well.
If you want to be featured on the show, or you know someone who's perfect for the show, then just fill out the quick and easy form on our website and we'll contact you. Head to whatthehellismyjob.com for sign up.